Turn with me to this great prophecy of Isaiah. And let us look at that great chapter 54. We often look at chapter 53, but we should always know that the Bible is one solid whole. So you don't just read a chapter and run away. You read a chapter to sit down for the day and look what's on one side of it and what's on the other. We miss the Word of God and we don't read it, taking into consideration all that is around it. And I love this here. He says here, verse 7, chapter 54, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee." A short moment, compare it with the great mercies. "And then in a little wrath I hid my face from thee, for how long? An hour? No, for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So have I sworn that I would not pay wrath with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that have mercy on thee." Listen to this. "O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphire." That's what God wants to do for us. He doesn't want us to walk out of this church with a long face. He doesn't want us to walk out of the church, as Billy Sunday used to say, some Christians reminded him that you'd think that their heavenly Father died and didn't leave them one cent in his will. And there's Christians like that. God wants us to enjoy him. Enjoy him forever. Heaven should have begun in our souls long ago. "'Tis heaven to know my sins forgiven." This bread, God appointed it, his blessed Son appointed it, to remind the church until he comes that his body was broken. Oh, let's look at the broken body of Jesus. We often sing, "Wounded for me," but we should sing, "Broken for me, broken for me." There on the cross, he was broken for me. But what a healing came from his breaking. We were poor, lost sinners. We deserved hell and damnation. But praise God, Jesus was broken for me. And the wine speaks of precious blood. And there's power in the blood. Wonder-working power. Devil-defeating power. There's power in the blood to make you smile all your wrinkles away. Do you know that? And some of you have a mighty lot of them. Well, thank God the blood can take away your wrinkles as well as your sin. The blood can make 10,000 clean. Blood of veil prevails for me. Aren't you glad you're saved, brother? Amen. Amen. And I'm glad you're saved. For if you weren't saved, you wouldn't be here.
Be
but you would, you'd be dead.
Yes.
But thank God you live.
Amen.
And we're going to live forever. Amen. We're going to bow our heads. And some brother, no doubt, the blessed Spirit will prompt them to say thank you, dearest Jesus, for the body that you gave for me. Amen. Amen.